time now for date night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
We recommend date night activities for folks looking for romantic stuff to do around town. How are you?
You know, am glad it's the weekend.
Not yet. We're only 80% of the way through the week. We got so much time to get through before
we can enjoy
the weekend.
This is just, like, I'm just going to declare it now. This is the last thing that I'm doing this weekend.
It's good.
I'm going to put my feet up, take it easy.
This is fun because I'm done at 9, so I've got like 40-ish minutes left to go, and then like a little bit of side work afterwards, and I'm done for the weekend.
No,
too,
I've talked to everybody here and said, hey, Aaron, Aaron needs to
talk
to you for 15 minutes.
Conspiracy with all of the people that give me more work.
You can look through this window right here and see all the smiling faces of people who just want 5 or 10 minutes of your time, but it's going to take 30 or 45.
Ugh. This is my everyday.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, because it's your everyday, I'm just, you know, looking forward to a nice, relaxing, like, night at home. Put your feet up. Don't have to think about, like, going out and doing anything too terribly strenuous or physical. And just take it really easy.
This is super unfortunate because...
oh, my God. Why is it super unfortunate?
Because it is my turn to come up with the prompt for this week. And as you well know, Bednar... I have decided that because it's fall-ish, like we're in September.
It's fall.
Right.
Like it's about to be second or fourth summer, but sure. Yeah, it's basically fall.
I do appreciate like the meme that's going around is here are the 12 seasons of North Carolina, and then there's like summer, and then there's false fall, and then we're back to second summer, and then it's actual fall. And right now the meme is you are here, and it's pointing to second summer, and then
it was
actual
100
fall.
Degrees yesterday.
My office
is over the garage.
I appreciate the optimism of people saying that we're currently in second summer and fall is right around the corner, because we might still be in regular summer and false fall is still upon us, and then second summer is after that. October could be super hot.
I'm pretty sure if you play the tape back, I just heard a local radio personality say it's basically fall.
It is. It's basically like the equinox is almost upon us.
Don't you use your fancy
it
science
words. It is September, which means it should be fall. Like
June, July,
and August are summer. September, October, November are fall. We're all collectively basically agreed on that. Starbucks is doing pumpkin spice lattes now. I know this from personal experience.
I got a thing on my phone that's like buy one, get one fall drinks.
Ooh, nice.
It's like it's not fall yet because, again, 100 degrees outside.
So with that in mind, and because the temperature is actually going to drop a little bit this weekend and hopefully stay that way next week, we can do more outdoor activities as opposed to like we got to stay inside because it's 120 degrees. So for date night this week, what is a good date night or like a date idea, whatever, that involves going out and about, indoors, outdoors, whatever, and just like doing some fun physical activity with the person of your dreams?
All right, I have an answer to this question. We have done this thing.
Ooh,
but
all right.
We did not consult the meme for where we were when we did it.
I know where you're going with this.
And there's a narrow window like that I think you can do this when it's actually pleasant out because it's a very seasonal activity.
Yes.
It is a lot of fun, and I still have pictures that pop up on my Facebook timeline of when I look like a lobster afterwards.
Yeah, okay.
You should go to University Lake in Carrboro and rent a canoe or a kayak and, one, learn that you're not so great at the canoeing or kayaking, and, two, hopefully, like, not repeat the mistake that Aaron and I made and escape with only a mild sunburn as opposed to, like, a wild and crazy one that I still have nightmares about to this day.
Yeah, you should wear sunscreen if you're going to do that. But it was a fun experience.
It was
I had a great time. Yeah, that was super fun.
Very peaceful. It was quiet the time we went. It was 120 degrees outside. And I think I still have a bottle of, like, medicated aloe that I bought from a Kroger.
Yep.
Back when we had Krogers, but would like revisiting that because I have done other boat-based things recently, and it's been fun. And what a nice thing. Like, you bring a little bit of cheese, maybe some wine. I don't know if you're allowed to have wine. You should check before you go, but, you know, cheese and crackers and charcuteries and go out on a boat on University Lake or the lake near you.
My suggestion is land-based, and it's something that we have never done, but something that I have suggested that we do at some point if we're ever in the Hillsboro area.
Ooh.
And that is to go to Ye Olde Okeechobee Speedway, which is now a really pleasant and largely shaded walking trail. And walking, jogging, walking your dog, like people do different things on this trail, but just like it's very pleasant, it's nice, it's super scenic, it's historic if you care about that kind of thing. And it's just a really cool place to just kind of walk around peacefully and enjoy the day if it's a nice day. And if you're with someone you love, all the better.
And if it starts to rain like crazy, you can just go and like grab a drink somewhere.
Exactly.
That's a very physical activity.
And that's date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.